What if you could introduce something to make hospital life a bit more bearable? Maybe even some moments of fun.
Yeah, I'm talking about the 2022 World Cup.
So I'm with residents and medical students that are going to see patients in the morning. And usually the World Cup, the earlier game would be on. And it became this wonderful way to kind of put aside some of the medical stuff for a little bit and talk about what's going on in the World Cup.
That's Grace Ferris. She's a doctor at a hospital in Austin, Texas. And she says the World Cup has changed the vibe at the hospital.
Kareem Al-Hashem is a nephrologist and a longtime soccer fan in New York City. And he noticed the same thing at the hospital where he works.
So actually, the game between Portugal and Switzerland was kind of funny because I was doing my rounds. And, you know, at the dialysis unit, all the chairs are next to each other so people can talk to each other. And everyone was, whoever was watching the game was kind of screaming every goal. And it was like, oh, my gosh, are you serious? Another one? Yet another one?
Back in Austin, Dr. Ferris says she had never been into sports before but couldn't miss a moment of this World Cup.
If you listen to the Spanish broadcast, you become very attached to Andres Cantor, who's like one of the Spanish commentators. And he's the one who has like a very distinctive rolling of his R's. And then he also is one of the announcers who's most famous for his long goals. And I feel like he has like become a part of my life. It's been like a whole month.
I was rooting for Morocco just because they're the underdog and they played so nicely. And they're Arabs and they're from the Middle East and the first country from Africa. So it would have been nice if they kept going. But right now, I'm not sure. I'm going to say I'm rooting for France. If it's going to be online, because I have parts of my family that are very French and they love it, and they're like, they would be shocked if they read that I'm not pro-France.
My 7-year-old is a big Messi fan, so I kind of, and I love Argentina, but I also love watching Mbappe play. And I think it's interesting that I think Messi and Mbappe are normally teammates. So I think I'll probably root for Argentina, though.
That was Doctors Grace Ferris in Austin and Kareem Al-Hashem in New York City. And as for you, Juana, who are you rooting for this Sunday?
Oh, don't make me pick favorites, but I gotta say, Messi has quite the story. It's hard not to like Argentina. What about you?
I'm gonna say that as a journalist, I'm not allowed to make endorsements.
Way to hang me out to dry.